This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The World Economic Forum is underway in Switzerland this morning. Attendance this week at the full-fledged gathering in 3 years because of the pandemic appears plentiful. One of the more surprising attendees is Colombia's new leftist president, Gustavo Petro. President Biden will not be attending, and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is only there to meet with her Chinese counterpart on Wednesday. U.S. climate guru John Kerry says the theory of climate change is not resonating with most humans.
Quote, saving the planet. And if you said that to most people, they think you're just a crazy tree-hugging, lefty, liberal, you know, do-gooder, whatever. And there's no relationship. But really, that's where we are.
Someone at a Mesquite, Texas mall broke through a concrete wall in an abandoned Sears store and then into a jewelry store where they stole around $2 million in jewelry. The heist happened at American Jewelers at the Town East Mall. An employee arrived Saturday morning and discovered the theft, though police did not say what time they believe the break-in happened. No arrests have been made as of Tuesday morning. President Biden will travel to California's Central Coast Thursday to visit areas that have been getting much-needed rains from years of drought. The White House said in a statement Monday that the president would visit the first responders and state and local officials, survey recovery efforts, and assess what additional federal support is needed. A major hacker prevention software company has been hacked.
A company that's supposed to keep your information safe from hackers has been breached. NortonLifeLock says hackers breached thousands of its customers' accounts in the past few weeks. Norton's parent company, Gen Digital, says in a notice to customers the breach may have exposed their names, phone numbers, and mailing addresses. I'm Tim Berg.
The Cowboys advance in the National Football League playoffs after beating Tampa Bay last night 31-14. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Lisa Marie Presley's life will be honored with a public memorial service at Graceland. The family said they've been touched by all the support after Lisa Marie's sudden death last week. The public memorial is Sunday at Graceland in Memphis, Tennessee. For more information, visit Graceland.com. Although top-secret documents have been held by President Biden for years, there were no visitor logs kept at the locations where the documents were discovered.
The White House says there are no visitor logs from President Biden's personal residence in Delaware, the home where classified documents have been discovered. Even so, House Republicans continue demanding that the president turn over all information related to those documents.
We're going to continue to press for answers. We believe that this family could be compromised because of the millions of dollars that they've received from our adversaries around the world, particularly from China.
House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, the White House Counsel's Office said, like every president in decades of modern history, his personal residence is personal. I'm John Schaefer.
Turkey and the United States will try to play nice this week after many disagreements between the NATO allies involve weapons and who's getting them and who should not. Expectations that the issues can be resolved are low, but they are talking. Turkey's foreign minister, Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu, is flying out on Tuesday for a meeting on Wednesday with his U.S. counterpart, Antony Blinken, on a rare visit by a Turkish official. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you know, it starts with the truth, the whole truth and nothing but. Well, I'll tell you, this arena in this era and this phase that this country has been going through ever since somebody came up with the idea that truth is relative. Boy, what a slippery, slidey, road we've been on ever since. But if we're going to get this country back on track, it does. It does hang in the balance over whether what we accept is absolute truth or not. This idea that it's good enough for government work just doesn't carry the day anymore. This good enough for government work has gotten us $31 trillion in debt, has our country in chaos, and it's nuts. I mean, after 2 years, 2.5 years of COVID, surprise, the CDC funding decisions have been based largely on politics, not science, and now the media is waking up to COVID overcounts. Dr. John Lott is with us right now. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Hey, John, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Doing great. Good to talk to you again. Just seeing you last night.
Yeah, it was good. I was hoping we'd be able to be face-to-face here, but I know schedules can be so crazy, especially at conventions like this. John, I mean, this place is just so massive. I mean, for people to kind of get a grip of how big this is, I mean, you're talking more than a half marathon of expositions, exhibitors, everything that has to do with, gun safety, outdoor. It is just unbelievable what goes on here annually at the SHOT Show, huh?
Yeah, no, well, it's exciting just to be around people who have similar views on these things and share information. But, it's a unique experience.
Well, the thing that's really special, too, John, is for the most part, when you talk to people, it's not like necessarily we all agree, but we're at least compatible enough to where we can truly have a conversation and be able to hear each other's side to advance the cause and be all the better as a result of a diverse viewpoint.
No, I agree completely.
Yeah. Well, the CDC is really being exposed big time, and they should, for what they've done to the American people. I mean, here was, maybe 8 months ago, John, when they first started, reporting some of these counts, and they came back. Well, actually, they didn't start. It was after a while, they'd been counting these numbers, but they admitted that people that actually died of COVID was actually a number that was more like 1% or 3%. At worst, of the numbers that were being reported. So when you consider that, over a million people died of COVID or COVID-related, fatalities, the real number is more like 1 or 3%, which is more like a soft flu season number.
Right. I mean, the Crime Prevention Research Center, I mean, we deal with data a lot anyway. And, you know, it's pretty clear early on that the numbers were completely off. It's kind of amazing that some of the strong proponents are finally now admitting it publicly. But, for example, anybody who died and had COVID, that was classified as a COVID death. So you could be in a car accident or you could go and commit suicide, and if they tested your body afterwards and you had COVID, it was classified as a COVID death.
Right.
But even more bizarrely, there were a number of states, five states, where they tested all the dead bodies to see whether they had COVID or not.
Right.
New York was one example. 37% of the bodies that they had classified and did classify as COVID deaths tested negative for the COVID virus. So they were even counting people who clearly didn't even have COVID as COVID death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you add those things up, you're talking about probably well over 50% of the deaths that were being classified as COVID deaths really weren't COVID deaths. And, you know, the false negative rate on the test is like 3 or 4%. There's no way you're going to be able to explain the 37%. But, you know, what they would do is if somebody had a fever or somebody had congestion, they would classify that as a COVID death.
Right.
One of the other things is if you look at deaths that were listed from the flu, that basically went to zero.
Yeah, exactly. Suddenly the flu was cured because of COVID. But, John, you know as well as I do, I mean, this is the old business axiom that people do that which they get rewarded for. They were getting rewarded for body counts. And so that's why the numbers were, you know, reflecting the way they were. And for you as a researcher, numbers are, I mean, that is... you know, that is paramount. You've got to protect those numbers so they're credible, so your research has veracity, don't you?
You would hope so.
Yeah.
Look, obviously a lot of policy was driven by this, but the bizarre thing here was we've never previously counted deaths from any disease in the same way that we counted them from COVID. And that not only makes it impossible for us to compare it to past illnesses, but it also made it impossible for us to properly compare what was happening in the United States to other countries, because no other country in the world was counting COVID deaths in the same way that we were. In fact, a number of countries were actually undercounting the COVID deaths that they had, but nobody was overcounting it the way that we were overcounting it. And so it made the United States look much worse relative to other countries than was actually the case. And, you know, I suppose a conspiracy theorist would go and say that there were people who were supporting that type of inaccurate counting just to try to make Trump look relatively bad, you know, in terms of his policies, where, in fact, we were doing fairly well compared to other countries.
Well, and that's so unfortunate, John, because not only did it impact what was happening in real time, but what kind of information goes forward? What do people see, you know, 20 years down the road and looking back at these numbers? I mean, are they just going to discredit and say, look, we just have to throw these numbers out. They're totally worthless.
Well, I mean, they should throw them out, and hopefully, you know, people will realize, you know, the kind of the immediate political gain from having inaccurate numbers will disappear. But, you know, they'll adjust them. They'll say, look, we know that a lot of bodies were tested and they ended up showing COVID, even though they weren't tested that way. We know that people were dying in car accidents and what have you that had nothing to do with COVID, and those were being classified as COVID deaths. And they'll make some adjustments. You know, unfortunately, we're never going to have as accurate of a count as if we had counted COVID deaths in the same way that we count other deaths at the time those deaths were occurring. It's kind of hard to kind of go back and figure out what the exact number should be. But, you know, at least we'll be closer to the ballpark than the obviously incorrect numbers that have been used and have been directing policy.
Is that going to be possible, John, to go back and kind of reconcile this in a little bit so that, I mean, for you as a researcher, I mean, this has to be, you know, incredulous.
Well, nothing's going to be perfect, but at least we're going to have a rough idea of, you know, is it off by a factor of 2? Is it off by a factor of 3? You know, there'll be debates that will be occurring, but I think once kind of the political, as we see, even some of these people that before were touting the original numbers just in the last week or so have come out and acknowledged that they were big overcounts.
Exactly. Got to go to break, John. We'll pick it up from there. More from Dr. Lott after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center continues with us. John, I want to talk to you about this latest Fox News report that murders are becoming even more concentrated in a handful of urban counties. This new report argues that murder isn't a nationwide problem, as some would want us to believe.
Yeah. So you mean 5% of the counties in the United States account for 73% of the murders.
Well,
2% of the counties account for 56% of the murders. And those, and it's become more concentrated over time. If you go back to 2014, for example, 69% of murders were concentrated in the worst 5%. So it's gone from 69% to 73%. Over half the counties in the United States have no murders at all. You have about 70% of the counties in the United States have either zero murders or one murder. So murders are very heavily concentrated in just a tiny percent of the counties, but it's even more than that, because if you look within those counties, the murders are extremely concentrated within them. You take Los Angeles County, for example. You have about 86% of their murders are concentrated in 30% of their zip codes.
Wow.
You know, about half the zip codes in Los Angeles have only about 5% of the murders. So, you know, it's even you know, very concentrated within those tiny areas.
Yeah, exactly. John, what's happening here is kind of like what's happened in France. You get no-go zones, and that's what you find, and it looks like no-go zones in, you know, five areas of concentration. I mean, you know, oftentimes, I don't know why, we seem to ignore, for example, what's happening in Illinois and Chicago.
Right. Well, look, I mean, there are lots of bad policies that they've had. You and I have talked about them before. It's not a particularly difficult thing to go and figure out. You have Kim Fox in Chicago, who's refusing to prosecute violent criminals. You have cuts in the police department, Chicago, since you bring that up. In just 2020 alone, the last year that we were able to look at the data for, they cut 400 police officers. So they also moved other police officers to go and have additional officers protecting Mayor Lori Lightfoot and other city council members, so at least they were protected. You know, you had liberal judges in Chicago, as well as many other places in the country, that were releasing large percentages of the inmates. I think in the Chicago area, jails were reduced by over 50%. And you have not so much in Chicago yet, but they've passed a bill that was supposed to go into effect on January 1st, and it's before the state Supreme Court right now, that would end bail there, as you've seen in places like California and New York. So, I mean, it's not rocket science. If you make it so it's not risky for criminals to go and commit crime, you're going to see a lot more crime.
Yeah, without a doubt. John, is this a an ideological deal where you've got red versus blue on these things?
Well, I mean, look, I have a hard time understanding why this idea isn't clear to other people in terms of, you know, you make it so criminals don't face consequences, they're going to go and commit more crime.
Exactly.
You know, it's not. I mean, but look, we see this in lots of areas in life. It's just not crime. You know, you look at national defense spending or other things. You know, a lot of people on the left think that if you spend more money on the military, that means you're going to get involved in more wars. There are people like you, I suspect, believe that if you have a strong military, you deter bad things from happening. So, you know, it's just a very different world view, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. You know, people do that which they get rewarded for. I mean, you know, this is simply what's happening right now in some of these communities. You reward the wrong behavior and you get more of it. I mean, I don't see anything. I mean, it's common sense. And in any scientific form, any reasonable sense, philosophically, otherwise, that if you... If you keep digging a hole and it keeps getting deeper and it's not to your benefit, then somebody needs to take some shovels away and stop digging, right?
You would think, and there is a little bit of movement back. Biden is started talking about spending some money more on policing. But, you know, he refuses to go and criticize the Democratic district attorneys who are refusing to prosecute violent criminals. He refuses to criticize the judges. They're releasing large percentages of inmates from jails. He refuses to criticize bail reform. And the problem is that, you know, even if he were to give more money to the police are demoralized, and, you know, it makes it hard for them to go and do their job if they think immediately, you know, the criminals are going to be released and put back on the street after they arrest them. I mean,
or their careers are in jeopardy. You know, pensions are in the balance, all these other things.
Well, I mean, Biden has been pushing for changes that would make police liable, you know, to second guessing, where they could be, have to face large monetary penalties, you know, through the court, through actions that they may take on the job, decisions that they have to make in a split second. You have to wonder why they don't understand him. Biden just this week on Monday was talking about police retention. You know, he's also talking about things like police shouldn't, if they have to use their gun, they shouldn't shoot at center mass. They should shoot at the legs or whatever of the person there, which is kind of nutsy.
I mean, that comes up every once in a while. And the reason it only comes up every once in a while because it's stupid when they say it, and then when they see themselves in a video clip, they realize themselves that it's a stupid thing to say. I mean, you know, that's not what you do.
Right. Well, you know, my guess is they just, people like Biden or people that are around him, never really talk to police officers. They never really talk to people that actually are involved in doing these things, that they have learned over time, you know, how incredibly difficult it is to shoot somebody in the leg or whatever.
Or to shoot anybody. I mean, you know, the rates of impact, you know, when you are in a firefight or you're in, you got adrenaline flying, somebody shooting bullets at you, I mean, even police officers, as well trained as they are, they're not hitting 100%.
No, of course not.
Right.
Look, I mean, it's just crazy, and you kind of wonder what's going through his mind on the stuff. But you know, that's just the way he is.
Well, it's an exercise in futility when you start to study his mind, I think. I mean, you got to figure out something better to do. I would just say, because all of a sudden you go into a dark hole and you try to make sense out of nonsense. That's impossible.
Well, anyway.
Well. That being said, I mean, these numbers are clear. So what's going to happen with these numbers? I mean, you know, John, time and time, as a researcher yourself, I mean, you come up with these numbers and you say the evidence is clear, but, you know, it takes a while for policy to catch up to reality here. And meanwhile, you're going to have more people, you know, suffering unnecessarily, or you have, you know, you got a bigger waste of money, I guess. I'm just concerned about the taxpayers' money as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, there's real damage that's going on there when you have these policies. And the thing is, Democrats claim that they care about the poor, they care about minorities. Where do they think these crimes are occurring?
Exactly.
It's in those very neighborhoods. And the thing is, the damage is much more than the direct victims of these crimes. You know, who owns many of the stores which are being destroyed by this? Mm-hmm. Who works in those stores? Who shops in those stores? Who owns houses?
Exactly.
It's overwhelming.
Exactly. We got to leave it there. Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Center.
In businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. Someone at a Mesquite, Texas mall broke through a concrete wall in an abandoned Sears store and then into a jewelry store where they stole around $2 million worth of jewelry over the weekend. As of Tuesday morning, no arrests have been made. The World Economic Forum is underway in Switzerland this morning. Attendance this week appears plentiful, but many are missing too. One of the more surprising attendees is the new Colombian president, leftist Gustavo Petro. President Biden will not be attending, and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is only there to meet with her Chinese counterpart on Wednesday. U.S. climate guru John Kerry says the theory of climate change is not resonating with most humans.
Quote, saving the planet. And if you said that to most people, they think you're just a crazy tree-hugging, lefty, liberal, you know, do-gooder, whatever. And there's no relationship. But really, that's where we are.
Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Former congressman and retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Alan West is with us right now to talk about, you know, what some are perceiving to be chaotic in the House. But this is what democracy looks like. It is hard work. It can get muddy. You've got people that want to try to simplify the process. But when you have, representatives of every state in the same building, you're going to have diverse ideas. And last time I checked, I think it's always better when there is a diversity of ideas, Colonel. Just my humble opinion. What do you think?
Well, Bill, it's great to be with you. Happy New Year. You're absolutely correct. I mean, I think that right now we see the reflection of a soundbite mentality and the drive-by mentality of the American people. If these same people in America were around back in the time of the Constitution being put together and written, and, of course, the ratification process that had to go through that, I mean, this country might not be in existence right now. So I think what is happening is really, and having been in Congress, it's really good for principle, it's good for policy, it's good for us to have this debate. You look over there in the Senate, you know, next thing you know, Mitch McConnell is still the leader. But now we have people that are saying, we've got a dysfunctional body in the House of Representatives. And, you know, when I was in Congress, we were about $10 to $11 trillion in debt. And that was just back in 2010 when I was elected. I came out in 2013. Now we are $31 trillion in debt. So something is absolutely wrong. We're just talking about the span of 10 or 11 years.
Exactly.
So we need to have this debate that talks about omnibus spending bills are unconstitutional. The Congress is mandated to do one thing, that's produce a budget. They're supposed to do it by producing 12 appropriations bills that are supposed to be passed separately, not thrown together in a big gumbo. So that's what we need to do. You think about this baseline budget system that we have when, you know, we increase the budget.
budget based upon, you know, the previous budget year. So they're never really cutting spending. They may be cutting the rate of the increase of spending. So why don't we have the debate about a zero-based budgeting process? We don't want to see bills being written in the speaker's office, all of those things. So I think that this is a good, healthy debate. But I do get concerned about the lack of a strategic plan, the lack of a good communications plan, and the fact that for some of these people, that this is more personal than principle-based.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're exactly right. Well, this time, you know, sometimes this is what happens when you get so angry that you lose connectivity with reason. And it sounds like it's more of a personality-based conflict than it is, you know, a policy-based. But, you know, they've got to, you know, give pause for just a moment and translate it in such a way to where people can understand exactly what the problem is. Because just because you don't like somebody, okay, I get that. That, you know, that's everyday humanity. But in this particular process, to your point, exactly, you know, there are some reasons. I mean, and, you know, the people, American people are going, wait a minute, you were given a bill that was what, that had over 4,000 pages to it, and it was given to you, and you had less than an hour to read it, and oh yeah, by the way, it wasn't even finished. I mean, this really trumps Nancy Pelosi's idea, you know, with the Affordable Care Act, when she said, oh, you know, you just gotta pass it to find out what's in it. You know, some type of Democratic Party, Barack Obama hocus pocus. Are you kidding me? And so then we pass it, and then we find out, oh my God, that's not what we thought we were getting.
No, you're absolutely right. And so when you hear people talk about getting back to regular order, they're talking about getting back to constitutional governance, which is what we're supposed to have. We're supposed to have, you know, the federal government and the legislative branch operating within Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, which prescribes their duties, responsibilities, and jurisdictions. And we don't want to see, you know, things done in secret, kind of like how they select the next pope at the Vatican, then all of a sudden you get white smoke. It is very good that we have the transparency. And think about it. Lots of times if you're, you know, staying up late at night and you watch a C-SPAN, you see members in there in an empty chamber giving speeches, talking about issues, but they are not really openly debating these things about our representatives of democracy and the process of the maintaining of this body and this order. You know, everyone's saying, well, the Democrats are united. The Democrats are a bunch of mindless lemmings, and they're going to do whatever someone tells them to do. But I think it is good that we have this debate. But there's a point when these 20 or so individuals are going to say, you know, we have moved the needle very well. And now it's time to stand up and say, okay, you know, ready, set, let's go. Let's break the huddle. And so I don't want to see them go beyond that point of no return, where people start to see them more as a bunch of detractors rather than people that are standing up on principle and policy. And you're right, for a few of those, and I'll bring up Matt Gaetz as one. I mean, this is just about, you know, a personality difference, and it should never be about personality.
Exactly. Well, you know, again, we're all human, and we can, you know, fail that test. We do so quite often. And for those of us that can admit it, hopefully it keeps us humble and that hubris doesn't lead the way. And, you know, we'll get through this. I mean, look at this. This isn't the first time. It won't be the last time. But, you know, again, they all admit that everybody, both sides, I think you've got bipartisan agreement that the system is broken. Okay. We understand it's broken. So how are we going to fix it? When does this start? Do we just get on about the people's business so quickly? We step over this 800,000-pound gorilla like previous Congresses have done, and and meanwhile the can is kicked up the road and nothing really happens. And I give credit to these 20-21 people who are willing to say, okay, look at, I'll put, just like our founding fathers who had to put, you know, their reputations, everything, their resources, their very, you know, in that case was very lives at this point. We're not to that point to where, these 20 people are going to be put up against the wall and shot. But still, it's their political futures that are hanging on the line here, because people are willing to castigate them so quickly without even giving pause, Colonel, to say, hey, wait a minute, what are they saying? What is the real objection here to Kevin McCarthy?
Well, that's the status quo. That's the, you know, GOP establishment or whatever that are, you know, referring to them as the Taliban 20 terrorist enemies of the state and all these things. That does not help the conversation. And we've got to start to understand that, you know, electing the Speaker of the House is not a coronation.
Yes.
This is not Great Britain. This is not England. We don't have a monarchy. We have a constitutional republic. So, you know, Kevin McCarthy should be very appreciative that people are having this open debate and this scrutiny about someone that's been in leadership there in the House of Representatives, being on the minority side or the majority side for the last 14 to 16 years. Mm-hmm. And so we need to have that discussion about why has this been happening while you've been in the leadership position, and what are you going to do to make sure that this body gets back to regular order and gets back to being functional? Because, as you said, everyone knows the United States, you know, Senate and House of Representatives is a dysfunctional body. Just look at, like I said, what's happening with our fiscal irresponsibility.
Mm-hmm. And, well, leadership goes forward. It's always out in front casting a vision. And this is a failure of leadership on Kevin McCarthy's part. And that he didn't anticipate this sooner, even when he came out with the contract, you know, his new commitment with America, or contract. I get it confused with Newt Gingrich's
commitment to America.
Even then, it was like, because we've been yelling about this for a long time, Colonel, going, wait a minute, where is why? You know, Newt Gingrich laid out the plan, said this is how you do it. And, you know, and it took him so long. And finally they came out with it. What, maybe 60 days before the election? Are you kidding me? To me, that was a failure of leadership, and that it could have been. And I wasn't involved in the process, so I'm only looking at it after the fact and saying, man, this was something that should have been put out at least, you know, when the election cycle got underway, just in my humble opinion.
No, you're absolutely right. That should have been something that would have been the platform for everyone to run on, and it should have been very simple. On a 5x8 card, it could have been laminated, and everyone could have had it, passed it out to people at town hall meetings, not a 150-page document that, again, no one's going to read, just the same as the 4,220-page, you know, omnibus spending bill that no one's going to read.
Exactly. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West has been our guest, the former congressman and CSD executive director. Again, congratulations on all the great work that you continue to do on behalf of we Americans. Colonel, how can people be in touch and follow you there at CSD?
Yeah. Is you go to theacru.org, or you go to CommitteeToSupportDefend.org, and you can follow us on all the social media platforms.
Colonel, Happy New Year. Thank you for being with us as always. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Bill.
You got it. Bye.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? While the culture and ruling elites are dumbing us down, it's the mission of Bill Martinez Live to provoke and challenge all of us to think, live, and be more intelligent. In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. And thank you. BillMartinezShow.com.
Thank you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. And we're live in Las Vegas, Nevada for the SHOT Show 2023. Fifth largest event being held at, fifth largest trade show, I should say, being held in Las Vegas. I mean, over a half marathon of exhibitors and things to see here at the SHOT Show. It's unbelievable. It's just absolutely massive. So the ambient noise you hear is a result of us being live on Radio Row. Eva Montaigne joins us now. She's the co-chair and co-founder of the Walk for Life West Coast. Eva, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Sounds like fun.
Well, it is. It is a lot of fun. You know, when you get a lot of people, and we're all fairly like-minded, for the most part, conservative. So that's, you know, it's nice territory as opposed to being on a college campus where you're not sure what you're going to run into. But no, it's good fun here. But, you know, I want to talk to you about the Walk for Life. It seems that we've entered a new era since the Dobbs decision, which repealed the atrocity of Roe v. Wade. Certainly was an answer to our prayers.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. I mean, just think about it. It was going to be 50 years old this year, and it didn't make it.
Right.
So we're very happy and proud about that. But here in California, of course, we can't let up because it's only getting worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you knew that was going to happen. But this is the beauty of having, you know, 50 states. I mean, we're all laboratories that are dealing with this great American experiment, and hopefully as a result, you know, as I tell my children all the time, Eva, experience defines preference. And for some of the states, they've realized, you know, after the murder of 60 million plus babies, and we're not even talking, you know, children who have died as a result of abortifacients. That's just the traditional, I guess, abortion, you know, process that has murdered over 60 million babies. You would think that would be enough experience to deal with in 49 years of horror. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that you had a lot of women coming forth, particularly women saying, look at, you know, this rare and safe thing that you are promoting is not so rare and not so safe.
Exactly. And let's face it, like I was reading somewhere that in Texas alone that over 5,000 babies have been saved since the overturn. So that's just in Texas. So, I mean, it definitely is helping. It definitely is something to celebrate. But like you said, here in California on the West Coast, many of the states here on the West Coast, it's worse than ever. Our Gavin Newsom, our governor, has made sure that he's going to spend our tax dollars giving women money from all across the state to come over here to get their abortions.
Yeah, it's going to be a sanctuary state for abortions of some sort. And then also with the passing of their law that says that if a baby is born post-abortive, then there is no responsibility, I mean, for the doctor to do anything to offer any kind of care or, you know, to help that child survive.
We definitely have to keep fighting. There's no question about it. We definitely keep informing people. I can't believe that the people here in California and the other states that also are sanctuary states, that they understand what they voted for.
Exactly.
I think that there is so much laid backness that is why we're doing this. I'm trying to get this information out there so people understand what it is that is happening. Mm-hmm. And it's so important. It's so very, very important.
Eva, you're exactly right when you say that people didn't understand what they were voting for. I mean, this is what politicians have been doing, even though our founding fathers early on said that all bills, all proposals should be written in such a way that people can easily understand. But, I mean, here we are. I mean, like, for example, the $1.7 trillion omnibus bill that passed, it was over 4,000 pages. Even the elected officials didn't even have a chance to read the document. It is, it's become the nature of laws that are being passed. It all goes back to what Nancy Pelosi said, that you have to pass it to find out what's in it. But, you know, this is horrific because I just can't imagine the women of California would stand for this, because especially for the women who have experienced the horrors of abortion, because this is what changed the momentum on this. 49 years of experience, like I said, and the thing that I keep mentioning to people time and again, Eva, when I talk to women who have experienced abortion, they will all tell me, without any prodding on my part, they will tell me, oh, Bill, my child would have been 7 today, or my child would have been 13 or something. I mean, what they carry with them until death do them part as a result of abortion is not anything consistent with what the abortion industry has told them, that, oh, it's like taking Tylenol, or it's like removing some excess flesh out of your body. It's inconsequential. No, I mean, it's psychologically damaging. That's affected people's lives to the degree that, you know, there's even suicides being reported as a result of abortions, right?
Absolutely. And that's why when we started this 19 years ago, we have only one theme every single year, and that abortion hurts women. And we make sure that every year one of our speakers, at least one of our speakers, has an abortion story that shows the powerful negative effects of abortion on a woman. And also for us, we make sure that we have an info fair during our event.
Mm-hmm.
Where pro-life organizations can come and hand out their information and get people involved. One of the main things we try to do is to get people involved in the pro-life movement, whether it's just to pray in front of a clinic or legislative or making phone calls, anything at all, just get involved. I mean, can you imagine if everybody just got involved even a little bit?
Exactly.
So that's kind of what we try to do, and we push for that.
Well, and the thing is, like you said, praying. I mean, Abby Johnson told me, said, Bill, we could always tell when business went down. This was when she was working for Planned Parenthood in Texas, right?
Mm-hmm.
She said,
right,
when the people were outside the gates praying, abortions, were on a decline. When they were not praying, they were on an increase. So that's quite telling, again, clear evidence that prayer works.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've had Abby twice, and we'll gladly have her again, because she does have such a powerful story, and that exact part of it needs to be heard by more people, because she has personal experience on how praying in front of clinics helps, and just being there, even if you don't pray, just standing there, and it has an effect on the people walking in.
Well, the other thing too, Eva, that's underreported, And there were not, but I seem to be running into these stories. I don't know why. Maybe God has just put me in those, in the orbit to where, you know, I have women talking to me, and they will relate to me how when they're at a clinic, in too many cases, frankly, that where women decide at the last minute they don't want to participate in the abortion, that they are forced into an abortion anyway. I mean, that is, to me, that is horrific. I mean, because here we are, you know, with anything that has to do with sex, for example. I mean, everything up until that moment, if the woman says no, no is no, that's it. But yet when it comes to an abortion, no means, I guess no maybe. Means yes. Or, yeah, maybe, whatever, you know, kind of deal. But yeah. We're not hearing, we need to hear more of those stories about the abuse that takes place in these facilities, and I think that's the other nightmare and the experience that women who have gone through this that are, you know, sharing with other women because they don't want them to go through the same horror that they went through, right?
Absolutely. And if there's one thing we've noticed through the 19 years of hearing these stories is that there are so many different types of abortion stories. I mean, like you say, some of them are forced. Some of them, they're too young. They were forced, quote-unquote, by their parents or grandparents or boyfriends. Mm-hmm. But there's just so many different reasons women have these abortions. And we have to address all of them. We have to say, no, for this reason and for this reason, the abortion is just wrong and it's going to cause you pain in the long run. Please don't do it. Here's help. These are the people that will help you. They'll help you financially. They'll help you emotionally. So it's extremely important to understand the different reasons that women have abortion.
You can't take it back.
That's right.
Right? And you hear, and I'll tell you, I hear it on both sides. I hear it from men as well, Ava. They just say, oh, my God, what did I do? Mm-hmm. Is there anything that I can do about it? But again, I remind them in terms of the power of prayer. Look, we serve a God that is very compassionate and understands, you know, the frailty of our humanity. And so, you know, the redeeming message in all this, and people, again, by experience, are realizing that God will forgive them. That but just because God will forgive you doesn't mean that you just keep on doing, you know, doing the same thing, right?
Exactly. And you're absolutely right. Men are underreported in this situation because there are so many men who try to either talk the women out of getting an abortion. Mm-hmm. Some men have even gone to court to try to prevent their child being killed. So but then most men just say, oh, it's the woman's choice. So. There's just so many different situations in abortion, and we just must address them all.
Well, it is a cop-out to put it all on the women like that,
right,
in my humble opinion. And I believe that men, I agree with you, and again, I'm hearing that as well, is they're stepping up. And they're doing right, you know, for the sake of life. And this abortifacient pill that is not talked an awful lot about, like I said, you know, women are being told, well, it's just like taking Tylenol until all of a sudden their body is in excruciating pain as they abort at home, not even in a facility, at home in many cases alone. That is really a sad commentary on all this. The West Coast Walk for Life coming up, the date real quick.
It's this Saturday on the 21st in San Francisco at Civic Center Plaza at 12:30.
Ava Montaigne, co-chair and co-founder of Walk for Life West Coast. Thank you, Ava. Take care.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.